You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we are going to speak to Dominic Hull, Assistive Technology Advisor from EyeSight Cornwall. Dominic, thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thank you, Hubert, for having me, and hello, listeners.
Can you tell us a little bit about your sight condition, please?
Indeed, yep. So I am registered severely sight impaired. I have been since I was 3 years old, when a brain tumour behind my optic nerve cluster basically took out my right eye completely. And damaged my left eye, leaving me with 10% vision in my left eye. It was pretty stable for a good portion until I was 35. Then when I was 35, the retina in my good eye, my left eye, took out the remaining 10%. It just detached over a weekend, and, you know, they did a couple of surgeries to try and save it, but sadly they couldn't. Currently, I pretty much have no vision in my right eye at all, and only very, very slight light perception in the left on a good day.
So when it comes to adapting to life with sight loss, how did you find adapting to it? What did you find helped you the most to adapt to doing things slightly differently?
So I've been through two variants of sight loss. I've been through a variant when I, you know, after the brain tumor, where I could still see enough to read with a high strength magnifier. I could walk around town and use public transport without a problem. You know, I had enough vision for that. But then when the retina went, it was, you know, into complete chaos. Say after that, it was basic bump-ons on microwaves and, you know, ovens and things like that. I use a computer now with a screen reader, NVDA and Zoom Text and Supernova, to name a few, to, you know, do my job. I rely on AI, you know, text-to-speech devices, things like that. So those are probably the most useful thing currently.
I want to now dive into your interest in gaming. Have you always been interested in gaming, or, you know, is that something you've been interested in since you've kind of had sight issues? And how did your interest in gaming, you know, change and adapt with your sight loss?
So I've always been a gamer ever since I was a young boy. Since about 5 years old, my first gaming console was a Sega Master System. And I pretty much grew up with gaming from there, really. Avid gamer, I used to play online with friends and things like that. But when I lost the remaining portion of my sight, I thought that was it. It's, you know, game over, if you'll excuse the pun. But, you know, thankfully, there are, you know, we're getting into an age now where people who make games, you know, some of the AAA companies have made games with accessibility options. And, you know, with options such as advanced screen readers that read out all the context in a video game, and, you know, audible cues over visual cues, you know, they've really given me my hobby back. So, you know, it's just to kind of show you that, you know, if you lose your sight and you think it's game over, and, you know, you think your favorite hobby is gone, There are ways around it.
For people who may be new to sight loss and listening to you and feel quite inspired, you know, what would be your message to people who, you know, maybe are at the other end of the scale and still, you know, not quite sure where to start regarding adapting to life with sight loss? What would you say to them?
So my biggest suggestion would be that, you know, it's a big change. It can be extremely daunting when you lose your sight. So take it at your own pace. You know, it will take time for you to get back up to, you know, the confidence that you had before losing your sight. But it can happen, and you can still do all the things that you enjoy. You know, it just requires a different approach to these things.
Fantastic. Dominic Hull, Assistive Technology Advisor for EyeSight Cornwall. Many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, many thanks for having me, Hubert, and thank you to all your listeners.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.